So you kind of mentioned a couple things just about the scoring system and what, and whether that was objective or not. And yeah, can you just reiterate some of those thoughts? And I know it's been a long day, but.
Yeah, I just had a concern around using a matrix, and I think that's kind of cutting and making it a fine line, and having a qualified applicant or not, and then a lottery system would be fairer than someone somewhere deciding based on the quality of that application whether they get a business license. So I'm looking at the fairness, and I get it that that may not be the best businesses, but if it's a qualified business, then I'd say let's go ahead with that.
Mm-hmm. And another thing council seems to be grappling with a little bit is this cap. And, you know, there's members of the audience tonight who spoke about not wanting a cap. And, you know, Council Purcell was saying she's still unsure. And you know, I think Valerie Warrington as well. And yeah, what do you make of that aspect of things?
Well, I think it's new. And this is new territory, and so it's under a microscope, and we're going to try something. We have to pick a number and start with that and see where we are. And I think in the long run we'll find there's probably not as much of a concern as we might think about how many.
Well, it's weird to me that you'd put a liquor store in a mall but not a cannabis retail outlet. I don't know, for me I don't understand if you're trying to.
Well, I think that there's still a cultural mystery around cannabis. It's not a normalized for the majority of the population, and so until that happens, it's not going to be, and you know, it's not, and maybe it'll never be treated like alcohol, nor should it be. Or maybe alcohol has a preferred status because it's been around so long. You know, there's lots of ways to look at that. But culturally, I think we're still, you know, coming around, and there's lots of different opinion.
Yeah.